proud to officially announce that Miami-Dade property appraiser Carlos Lopez Cantera will be the next Florida Lieutenant Governor.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is announcing Carlos Lopez Cantera at a recent event in Miami, where the former lawmaker will soon be leaving his post as that area's property appraiser. There has been no lieutenant governor for about 10 months ever since Jennifer Carroll resigned amid a veterans charity scandal. Lopez Cantera is slated to start a month before the start of the 2014 legislative session, and with his 8 years in the Florida legislature, Scott says he's perfect for the job.
Well, as you know, he's got a great legislative background. He's also got a good business background and knows local government. So he's going to be very helpful this session as we focus on, cutting taxes to $500 million. So he'll be a big help.
And St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher, named this week to be the chairman of Scott's reelection effort, agrees.
I know Carlos very well. I served with him when he was in the House when I first got back to the Senate. Great respect for him. He's a very, very competent legislator. I think he will be a great partner for Governor Scott, both in the legislative process and certainly in the Hispanic community.
But some lawmakers, like Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto, say voters will likely not be swayed by the appointment. He says Hispanic voters in particular will be watching Scott's platform, which Soto says lacks in issues affecting the Hispanic community.
The governor vetoed my DREAM Act driver's license bill, which was a big issue. Came into office pushing an Arizona-styled immigration law, and even ended up signing a bill to try to stop companies who we invest in from doing business with Cuba, and then declared it unconstitutional the same day he signed it in.
And Marcos Villar, director of the minority advocacy group Florida New Majority, says with decisions like that, it's clear Governor Rick Scott's new appointment is, in his words,
cynical act because it's a political move to pander to the Latino voters. It's very clear that his agenda has been implementing an anti-Latino policies. And now he appoints a lieutenant governor with a Hispanic last name who most likely will be nothing but a rubber stamp to the governor's Latino agenda.
And Florida Democratic Party Executive Director Scott Arsenault agrees.
Everything Rick Scott does is political. That's what we've learned about this guy. He's been constantly campaigning since he was inaugurated 3 years ago. And this is absolutely a ploy by him to try to court a certain segment of the electorate.
But University of Central Florida political scientist Aubrey Jewett says if that's the case, then having Lopez Cantera on the ticket could work in Scott's favor, helping him court the Hispanic voters so he won't have to rely on Tea Party votes to get reelected.
It would certainly help if he could do it well among Hispanics, and particularly Cuban Hispanics. And Cuban Hispanics traditionally have been Republican in Florida, but particularly the younger generations have been drifting Democratic, including some indication that they were about evenly split in the Obama reelection. So by choosing Lopez Cantera, Cuban from South Florida, perhaps Governor Scott helps his chances in getting more of the Cuban Republican vote.
And when Lopez Cantera becomes lieutenant governor, Jewett says there's a general rule he should follow, one Lopez Cantera's predecessor broke.
Sort of like a doctor treating a patient. Well, for lieutenant governors, don't harm your governor's chances of reelection. Don't harm your governor's chances of pushing through the legislation that he wants to get through. And so it's a fairly low bar, but it's amazing sometimes how many lieutenant governors don't quite achieve it, and they actually do hurt their governors, as we saw in the case of Jennifer Carroll, who resigned because she thought she probably was hurting the governor.
And for his part, Lopez Cantera appears optimistic about his prospects.
Very excited to be part of this team and looking forward to getting involved in the action in Tallahassee. Very excited about getting involved in getting $500 million back in the pockets of the citizens of the state of Florida. Very excited about what this governor has done over the last several years.
And as for Republican-turned-Democrat gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist, he says Lopez Cantera made the wrong choice hitching his wagon to Scott.
Carlos is a fine fellow, but he's with the wrong guy.
Lopez Cantera's first day on the job is February 3rd, the same day he'll be sworn in. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.